Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cash and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast, and we're doing something a little bit different tonight. We're going to discuss how to get the most out of a reading at starpsychics.com and what it's like to be in the stars world, how it is to go on the site, and some background and all kinds of good stuff. And I have Stars Maya with me tonight that we're going to talk about this, and I think it's going to be a good topic. Stars Maya, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Natalie. Thank you for having me on the show. It's always an honor and privilege, especially to talk and visit with you and be able to work with you. And so I'm thrilled and I'm excited. And I've been wanting to ask you, I know some of what you do, but I'm sure the listeners and myself included are interested. I noticed that you don't actually do a lot of readings, or you're not signed on available like myself. I'm an expert. I work every day. So what is it that shifted you from being a consistent everyday reader to what you're doing now? I know that Stars is a wonderful place, so you must be doing something awesome. So share with us what you're doing.
Well, I think this started back a long time ago when I first had PlanetStars.com, which is the mother site. I did readings, but I really did mostly just privates, and it was different then. It was on-demand readings, as it was called. And then when Stars Psychics was built, you know, Tony, my webmaster, and I talked about it, and he said, well, you're going to be on the site, aren't you? And I said, well, yeah, I'm going to be there, but I'm really not going to be there. And he found it interesting, like yourself. He wanted to know why. I said, well, if I wanted to create a site for StarsCast, which, you know, and my name is Natalie, if I wanted to do that, I would have done it. What I wanted to do was to create a place and gather all the talent from all over the world and bring them to one nice site that would offer, you know, the ability for them to stay at home and make some really nice money for themselves, offer good rates for the clients. Now, I have private clients. I do. I get my own readings, but I get them. These are the ones that are that I've had for many, many years. I don't go and get anybody new from the site. And I don't think, Stars Maya, I ever will. You and I have discussed, I think my calling right now is for creating and helping Tony to develop the site, bring all the new ideas that I have to him, and we brainstorm and make them come to be, you know, the way they are right now. And I think it's important that I'm allowed that time. And it would be really hard to shift gears, you know. Okay, I'd be there and I'd get a reading. Oops, now I got an idea. I got to get off. I probably wouldn't be on very long, but that's a choice that I made. I suppose that when we're just flying high and we're doing really good and my ideas stop, which I don't think they're ever going to, then maybe I would be on. But, you know, I don't want to be in competition with those that I've hired. And there's quite a few of you. I think there's probably like 144, something like that. But I feel that this is for all of you, and it's not for me, you know, and it sounds kind of like, well, what is she, a martyr? No, that's not it at all. My desire has always been to bring everything together, make it really nice, and I have the best of the best, I feel, in one place, and that's Star Psychics, and it's worked out well, and I do get, like, email readings, you know, that kind of thing, or somebody will grab me on Facebook, Natalie, I want a reading. Well, that's okay. That's different. But you won't see me. And if you do see my name on, it's either I have to fix something or Tony is in as me, which he did today, and then he'll send me a little email, and he'll say, oh, that's that ghost on your name again, because we laugh about it. I says, oh, I know it's not me on, it's you. So sometimes you will see my name on there, but that's because he's working behind the scenes, and he's using going in as the reader so that he can test some things out. And I really am not unhappy with it this way. I'm very satisfied. I have so much passion for the site, as you know, Stars Maya, that I think it's a good thing.
I do too. I love your energy. I love the way that you explain that. It all your gifts are still all intact, and you, like you said, you have your private client. And who's to say that the future won't encompass you being more active in terms of the site, but currently your life purpose and your calling is to help the rest of us. And I know from my experience, having worked at various, you know, places and in this venue, in other words, through the computer, working via chat, that type of venue, I know that the energy at Stars stands out, and so the name fits perfectly. And I know that that's due to you. So your calling then and your purpose for right now is putting the place together for the rest of us. And what I'm getting from what you're saying is that is very, that's a lot of intrinsic satisfaction for you. And so you've kind of grown a little bit, and now you're able to offer this wonderful place for us all to work, a wonderful place for clients. And I really have to emphasize, I feel that the fees are so affordable. All of us in today's economy, I know myself included, have to watch our dollar because the economic times are not the easiest for the majority of people. And I cannot stress enough, again, being experienced, I've been doing this 35 years I've been in this profession. And the prices versus the quality and the caliber of readers that are on there, you know, is just amazing. So I really love the fact that you've made it affordable so that it doesn't have to be, you know, it used to be where you would have to say, you know, a psychic reading or a session is definitely a luxury item, like a mink coat or, you know, a diamond ring. I mean, you really, you see some of these people that charge $500 an hour, and I think, oh, my goodness, how could someone afford that? I couldn't afford that. That's a car payment. So I love how you brought everything together and how your purpose has expanded, and it's expanded with love and generosity, and that's what I get from you, excitement, and your ideas are obviously working. Because look at all the wonderful people that have come to your site. Like you mentioned, 140. I mean, that speaks for itself. And, you know, I recognize some of them that I have been teammates or comrades of mine, and they're all just amazing. All of them have great experience, just so much to offer. So you've given us when I say us, I mean experts and clients, just a wonderful platform to work off of. You've given us something that's affordable for every person. So now how do we help clients to get a better reading, to get the most out of their money and to walk away from a reading feeling satisfied and clarified and balanced and in harmony? What are some of your suggestions?
Well, first of all, we offer 5 minutes for $10. And obviously, if you're coming to the site for the first time, in order for one of my experts to connect with you, you really need to give about 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes. And it's not that costly either compared to a lot of other places. 5 minutes, you're basically saying, hi, how are you? How can I help you? They type their question. You try to connect. If it doesn't make much sense to do 5 minutes at all, what you need to do is at least 20 minutes. And then if you're going to come back second and third and fourth time, and something has changed and you want a quick answer, then your 5 minutes is okay. But, you know, you don't have to just do it in blocks of five or 20 or 30. You can add whatever amount of minutes to your account that you want. So say you had 40 minutes sitting in there. Well, you can add another 10, another 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. I think it's important that anybody coming in for a reading on the site needs to understand that all of the readers need time, like I said, to connect. And there are oftentimes, as you know, Stars Maya, that you don't connect with a client, and that does happen. And sometimes if I was a client and I came in and you said to me, well, gee, I'm sorry, Stars Cass, I cannot connect with you. I would like to see you go to another expert. I think that's a fine thing. I like my readers to do that. I call them my readers. Well, they really are. But I appreciate that. I feel honesty is a very, very important thing. Integrity of the site, integrity of the staff. But truly, when you come in for a reading, okay, say you've decided, okay, I'm going to do 20 minutes, you know, Natalie, and I'm also StarsCast on the site, the owner. Okay, she suggests 20 minutes. Come prepared. Come prepared with your questions, what you would like to cover. Don't come into the chat module and say, oh my gosh, I forgot. I don't even know what I'm going to ask. Jot down some little notes for yourself. It'll go a lot better for you. You'll be more pleased and satisfied when the reading is over, and you will have a great connection with that reader or expert, as we call them, or advisor. A lot of times I call them advisors. And I think that's probably the best advice, but definitely have to do at least a 20-minute reading. And that's just not a selling point. That just makes a lot of good sense. Don't you agree, Stars Maya?
I have to fully support that. And you know, one thing that I found is that the majority of times that people do put in 10 minutes, they end up returning. And one thing that I'd like to point out is, you know, we all, of course, work differently, but regardless of how we work, we still need that time to connect. So, for example, if a client comes in and they put only 10 minutes in and then they come back later that day, I have to almost start all over. I mean, I'll remember them. I'll remember the, you know, chances are I'll remember the scenario, but I still have to go through the connection. So if you can imagine, it's like I have to climb the ladder again. And I always feel that I'm not able to give my full best, you know, insight and guidance and fully answer and let the client leave. You know, it's like going to like a buffet. You know, if you only have 5 minutes there and it's one of these rush and hurry and grab, you know, you're choking your food down. So you're kind of cheating yourself. And again, with the prices is reasonable, because believe me, I've seen sites where there's experts that I know are not nearly as ethical, qualified, and genuine as the ones that you have for $20 and $25 a minute, which is just, to me, that is just absolutely ridiculous. So I really feel that to really get a good session in and to get your questions answered fully, completely, and you need at least 20 minutes. And that was a great point you brought up about not connecting. Clients need to keep in mind that I feel that it's our site, because I feel you've created that energy to make us all feel like we work together as a team. But on your site, we are ethical, and if I'm not connecting, I'm going to know that within the first 2 or 3 minutes, and that person can go then to someone else. So they're not going to waste, it's not going to take me 20 or 30 minutes to say, oh gosh, you know what, I don't think I'm connecting with you. So you don't have, so clients don't need to worry about wasting money. They need to worry about getting the most out of their money and, you know, use different analogies, whatever works for you. But definitely I feel to be able to provide my best service, I need at least 20 minutes, and 30 to me is ideal, especially if it tends to be a complicated situation. Now, I agree with you also. If it's a client that's been my client for a while and it's just a real quick update or a real quick question or clarification on something we've discussed, 5 or 10 minutes will work for that. But especially first-time clients, you know, I want to have that good, strong connection to their energy. I agree with you about be prepared, you know, have your questions. Make sure you pick a time, too. You know, sometimes I will get people and they will say, I'm at work, I've only got a couple minutes. Well, it's not that I want to turn you away. It's just that I already know, you know, that I'm feeling under the gun and I realize that I'm not going to be able to give as good a service. Do you see what I mean, Natalie?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And or if you call in your lunch hour, that's another, I mean, you have more time. But if you're in between jobs that you're doing, and your boss is going to come in your office, or you know what I'm saying, you have to kind of think ahead, have your questions ready, do it when the household, actually do it when it's very quiet for yourself, because that helps. Make sure you have your notes, what you want to ask, and even if you come back a second and third time, you know, go over some of the things that if you choose the same reader. Oftentimes, because I know a lot of the clients from Planet Star, so I've known them maybe 12, 13 years now. They'll
wow.
Ask me and because Planet Star started in 1998, and many of them. Many of them have come from Planet Stars, and we had scheduled readings before when we first started off, and then we got on demand. Well, I know quite a few of them, and they all came over from that site, every one of them. We did not lose one. And, you know, I'll say to them, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, I get conflicting answers, and I'll say right away, if you resonate, or another term for that is if you just hit it off with that reader and you feel good with that reader, stay with that reader. Don't go bopping around to everybody because you are going to get different information, and sometimes it's just that point in time. Maybe I'll go to you one time and then I'll go to somebody else 3 or 4 days later, and, well, things have changed, of course, from what you have said, probably. And then I'm going to go to somebody else, and I'm going to get a completely different response. So I feel that if you do resonate with a reader, you really like them, you like what they're about, you love their profile, you love their picture. That's why I always encourage everybody to have, you know, their own picture up there rather than an icon. Some people don't like to, but that I leave it up to them because sometimes you like to look at the person, you know? But
right.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, and I'm just so supportive. Everything, I get very excited when we talk because we think very much alike. And in fact, I was thinking about that, so I think we must both be a little psychic. I had to throw a little joke in there.
A little pun in there. Yes. Uh huh.
A little psychic joke, because I was thinking that just as you were bringing it up, and so thank you so much, because that's important. Coming from the expert perspective, I do feel that I agree with you 100%, and I'll even go so far as to say some clients like to have two readers that they feel comfortable with that have maybe different styles. Like, for example, I don't do any type of astrology. So I have some clients that come to me for my type and my style, but they also get a great benefit from using an astrologer. Now, that's not usually conflicting, but when someone comes to me, what I get, you know, that's been psychic hopping is what I call it. I automatically, their energy, it feels like a wet cat. They feel saturated. And I've talked to many other experts on, you know, forums where we've had discussions. And so I know that I can speak for many of us feeling the same way. First of all, it's difficult to read that person's energy and get clarity and balance and even get an answer to the issue because they're so saturated with all this information. And I absolutely agree. All it does is end up making, you know, they come for a reading. The beginning or the start is due to some type of conflict, confusion, or chaos. And when they go to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different readers in the space of a month or less, then it becomes more difficult for us to help them. And it does is just spin them out of control and causes so much chaos. And for me, it's very difficult for me then to clear out. It's like I have to clear out all the junk. And then, of course, it's human nature to say, well, why did so-and-so say this? And why did this one say that? Well, you know, each of us have to say, I don't know. All I can do is give you what I'm being shown and what I'm given. So I think that's great advice. That was an excellent, excellent point that you brought up. And that's why we have the profiles. And I agree with you. I mean, it's personal choice, but my picture is a recent picture of me because I feel that, you know, there's going to be people that are going to look at my picture and they're going to be drawn to me. And there's going to be other people that are going to say, no, that doesn't feel like she's the right type for me. And so they're going to go to another one of the wonderful stars experts that you have. So, yeah,
right.
You're giving us such great information, Natalie.
Well, it's,
keep going.
And it's important,
good.
You know, and they can always submit something to Natalie at starpsychics.com or Natalie at support. I mean, the email's up there. Sometimes I'll get emails and, you know, somebody will call, you know, write me and say some different things. And the beauty about me focusing on that whole thing at one time rather than doing the readings, like you said, is that I'm able to one-on-one keep in contact with these people. And as the site grows, yes, I'm going to be busier, but that's really
sure.
Okay with me because I am really good in, you know, customer relations, and I like to give support to the client. And, of course, I can give support to all of my staff, and because I hire them all myself. I interview everybody myself, and you and I had talked about that. I've had people offer to do the interviews, and truly, StarsCast, that name has been around since the 90s when I worked for America Online in something called Crystal Ball. And I feel it's maintained its integrity, which is me. The sites that I own have that. And I feel that those that are on the site, I can stand behind them because I speak to each one of them, no matter where they are in the world. It doesn't matter. I meet them on Skype or Yahoo, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I'm able to actually hear in their voice, you know, if they can really read. I mean, they do a little reading for me, but it's not a big deal kind of thing because most people get really nervous. Oh, my gosh, I'm reading for the boss. Or the owner,
right.
You know, some of them get
right.
petrified, and I'll say, just relax, I'm easy. I'm probably the easiest person you're going to talk to. And then, you know, then they relax, and they're good. And so, yeah, everybody on there, 144, 145, I guess, I don't know. And I have 3 interviews tomorrow, and I have more coming. I just saw another application. Well, you know, really, and I think I mentioned this a long time ago, that I had a partner in the beginning of Planet Stars, and she wanted me to keep it small, like at 8 people. Oh, my gosh, she'd probably be pulling her hair out right now if she saw what I was doing. But it's right in line with me. I multitask well, like you do, Stars Maya. We're able to do many different things, and I hope everybody realizes how much I love what I do. But you know, that's a little bit about Stars World. You know, we have about 6 minutes, and I do want to tell the callers, I see a couple of them calling in right now, that I will get to you as soon as we're done with this little topic discussion. And we have another reader coming in. I believe it's going to be Stars Morning Star. It could be another one also. I never know. Sometimes I get a real nice surprise. We also have Stars Judy Noah sitting in the chat room. I have to acknowledge her as well. And it's a beautiful thing, quite a few guests in there. And they're typing all kinds of little things because they are able to listen to us, Stars Maya. And so I'm happy with the site. I'm happy. I've not been disappointed in one person that I have brought in, not one. And I don't think the other sites can say that. Oh, I don't think they really care, to tell you the truth.
No,
Probably not, I guess.
I mean, a lot of times we'll hear in our profession the word light worker, and I always get the light around you. I'm an aura reader, and so your aura and your light is just so illuminating, and it's so bright, and I feel that it's just one of the gifts that you have. So for all these people that you personally interviewed, I would guess from what you're sharing with us, it's not just a matter of, you know, did they pick up, did they get 5 hits out of 6, but it's the energy. You have a gift, and you're utilizing that gift, and this is your baby. And as far as 8 versus what you have, oh, no, girl, you're a big dreamer. That's one of the things I love about you. Your visions are big, and your heart is every inch as big as your dreams. And so I couldn't be happier with everything, you know, on Stars that's been offered. I mean, the support both ways is tremendous, client and expert, the energy. And let me just tell the listeners out there, that you may not see the behind the scenes, but I do. And I can tell you, and I'm a very, very honest person, and anyone that's gotten a reading from me through Stars knows that I don't tell fairy tales. I tell it like it is. I'm compassionate, but I am honest. And I can honestly tell you that you will get a better reading everything will go better because the energy on Stars is so wonderful, and that I do have to give props to Miss Natalie on that because this is her baby, and she's treated it, again, her heart is into every single tiny bit of it, her heart. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Stars Cast, Miss Natalie, for the opportunity. Because I love what I do, and I love what I do for you. I really do. And I hope that our listeners are encouraged. And I know that you probably wanted to mention, or I'm not sure if you did already, what specials or what you have going on right now, because people really need to get in now when it's so reasonable and it's so easy. It's so easy to sign up. Do it. So what do we have going on right now? Or anything special to get new people to sign up and get their first reading? Are you there? Hello?
Oh, well, that was my part. You know, that was my we've talked on the phone before, and if I push my cheek to this button, I really need to change my phones. I go poof, but they connected me back right in. All I had to do was put in my special number. So here I am back, and I did hear everything you said, though, and thank you, Stars Maya. I do put everything of myself into Stars, into the magazine that I do at the end of every month, and I think it shows. Well, I know it shows, and we're getting very busy. We have so many good things coming. It's going to be unreal. And I know I've said this before, but we have our audio where you'll be able to talk with your advisor with a microphone. You don't have to call a number. You don't have to do anything like that. You can check your mic on the site. We'll have a place right in your account. It's amazing. I just gave these ideas to Tony. And he came up with it, and boom, there we are. We're waiting for a few little tweaks from this gentleman who helped to write part of it. He's fixing some things because it has to be perfect. Natalie wants it to be perfect, and so does Tony. And I talked to him today, and he was laughing. He said, I know. He said, you're like sitting on your hands, aren't you? I said, oh, yes. I just want to shout it out to the world, what we have, because it's going to be great. And then the survey will go out at the same time. For those who have created accounts and have not purchased minutes, you'll get 5 free minutes from the site. And then I'm going to do this massive press release. I already have that on standby, so I know what's going to happen with that. I just have to make a call. And so it's going to be really good. It's exciting. And I have more ideas. I have the fact of a membership I'm going to have for any client that wants to get a membership, and they keep the existing rates, because the rates will go up, not a lot, but they will go
right.
up, because obviously talking to your reader, like for me, I can talk really fast. And you could get in 10 minutes what it would normally cost you for 30 minutes. So I have to be fair to the readers and to myself and to the site. And so it will go up, they'll go up a little bit, but I'm not going to, you're not going to see, you know, a $10 raise and all of this. No. I'll
you're
do the membership in that.
But
pardon me?
It makes sense to me that just like everything else, I mean, prices are going to eventually go up. And that's why I really want to encourage everyone to sign up and join. I guarantee you that if you do have an experience and it doesn't go well, SARS-CAST, Miss Natalie, she will make it right. And I would guess, I can't say that I know because I don't run anything, but I would imagine that is so rare, because all of our readers are some of the most ethical people. Again, you know, I know many of them, and they know me, and I believe they'd say the same thing about me. I know so many. They're just above board, honest, the most ethical and gifted, of course, readers. If they don't connect with you, they'll let you know right away so that you can move forward to someone else. So you don't have to worry about wasting money or being scammed for $50 candles or any of that. None of that happens on this site. This is by far energy-wise and the love and the light worker, Miss Natalie, that we have to run this. This is the best place that I've ever had the honor of being a part of. So come on, join up, sign up, get your reading, feel good, be empowered, get clarity, get balance, whatever it is you need. We all, each of us, have something to give you or offer you. All it is a matter of deciding who's a good fit for you. And there's nothing wrong in the thing with trying a couple. I don't think that that's a big issue either your very first time. But go ahead and finish up. I know we're running out of time, and we've got people waiting that are anxious
to. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Dance anxious to get their readings, and I want to say hi to Stars Priestess Candy. She's in the room now with Stars Judy Noah. Thank you for coming in. I have to acknowledge everybody, and thank you for all the comments, Stars Maya. Now we have some callers, and so we just decided to kind of change things up a bit and do some, you know, live talk. Next week it'll be the same thing. We'll have some recordings in. We'll do some stuff on astrology, but I think Stars Maya and anybody else that I can get on to do live, it works out really well. So those in the room, you can certainly ask Stars Priestess Candy and Stars Judy Noah to do a one-question reading privately. They're available right there now, and I see quite a few guests sitting in there. And now I have a couple of callers here, Stars Maya, so let's take the first one. I don't even know her name or his name, so we're going to be going in kind of blind. Hold on.
Okay.
Hiya there. This is Stars Cast. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hello? Okay, maybe they don't want to be on the air, so we'll put them on hold and I'll go to the next one. Hiya there, this is Stars Cast. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Chuika.
Chuika. How are you doing,
Chuika?
Girl?
Oh, you said it right the first time. Usually people say it way off.
Well, you know, it's really funny, but I have people from all over the world that work on the site, and so that is part of what I do because I love cultures, and I always ask them, oh, how do you pronounce your name? And they think it's kind of odd because people usually don't care, but I do. I have Stars Maya on the air live for you. You can ask her one question, so go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to just see just what kind of energy you picked up off of me.
Okay, and I, unlike Stars cast did not catch your first name. So can you repeat that for me?
Yes, Chuika.
Chuika.
Yes, Chuika.
I love that name.
Thank you.
Okay,
the girl picks flowers.
Okay, okay. I really, the liking the name tells me a little bit about your energy. Now, you're asking a really broad question, and so I'm a little limited with time, but I can, I certainly will let you know what I'm picking up.
Okay.
You are, you have conflict right now. You're what I feel your core energy is strong, independent, focused, analytical. You've got goals, very determined person. But I feel that on the other hand, you often let people get the best of you. And if someone is in your life and is influential and they are negative towards you, they can damage your self-esteem. So on the other side of the coin, you can you have a little bit of a fragile side to you, and you have to be really careful because I'm feeling in the last 6 months, maybe even longer, this side of you has been leading you a little bit too much, and you need to go back into
yes.
that power side. Does that make sense, Chuika?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does a lot.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking, now I don't do astrology, but date of birth help my guides to connect with your current karmic cycle and your life path. Would you mind giving me your date of birth?
Yeah, it's December 13th, 1981.
Okay. Okay, so this has been a year of challenges, and you are going to come out on top. Now, you probably, I know that I'm running out of time, and please be, you know, you're more than welcome, as if you heard the earlier part of the show, we would love to have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, great. We'd love to have you as a client because we really can offer so much, not just myself, but any of the experts. But this
yeah.
is a year of challenge for you. And what you really need to focus on that core energy and remind yourself and, you know, of the strength that you have that I feel that was passed down to you in some way, even if you don't recall that in your growing up years from your parents, that runs in your lines. There's a lot of strength, a lot of courage, a lot of independence. And after your yeah. birthday is when this good side of you, the strong side, is really going to take over. And when it does, your life is going to change and peace is going to be restored. And you're not going to be in this indecisive kind of floating type of energy that I'm getting. Chaos.
Yeah.
I feel like sleeping well. You know, you're feeling anxious. You may have had some anxiety issues, and
yes.
all that is that true, Chuika?
Yes, it is. I was on the chat, but my computer went dead, and I had told the girl I was getting anxiety, and I don't know why, and my computer went dead. And that's when my phone pushed one, and then you guys ended up picking me. So I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, good. Well, see, it was meant to be because you got some validation. And hang
yes.
in there, and don't lose sight and don't lose track of what's underneath. You know, it's there. It hasn't gone away, even though sometimes you might think, what happened to that person, or, you know, why
yes.
am I not way? It's there, and it's going to come out. And just after your birthday especially, you're really going to be empowered. And birthday to birthday, so December 13 to after that, I don't even want to say that next year because it's going to be a longer cycle. They're going to be some of the best, most successful, most powerful years for you.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, you're really headed, you know, you might have some rough patches, but hey, that's why
yes.
you need some sessions. We'll help you through it. And God bless you,
yes,
Tamika.
Yes, it's been hard. They've been having me on Xanax and depression pills, and I didn't want to take the depression pills, but the Xanax helped me because I was getting anxieties really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I can't give medical advice because I'm not a physician. I am a medical intuitive, but yeah, I got the anxiety. I would have to agree that, and I want you to know that I don't feel that this is going to be a lifetime necessity for you, but I can see where this is needed for you right now. Again, I know we have other callers, so I'm going to have to go.
Yes.
God bless you.
Hang in
there.
Thank you so much.
You hang in there.
And the
girl.
Other one in the chat room. Thank you.
Right, you, sweetie, you've got a lot of changes, positive, and a lot to look forward to. Don't forget that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tuika. Come see
thank
us
you.
At the site, starpsychics.com.
Starpsychics, okay, I will, definitely.
Okay, they're posting it in the room right now anyways. I've got
I know, I plugged in my computer again, so I'm going to go back in again.
Okay, great. Okay, Stars Maya, I've got another client here. Her name is Sue. So hold on, let me connect her. If I can do it here. Okay, Sue,
hi,
are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Okay. Oh, I'm good. Here's Stars Maya. You can ask her your question. You're live on the air now.
Thank you. I was just wondering, in general, I'm having problems with my disability. Do you see it's them stopping it, or is it going to continue?
Okay, you mean you're as in terms of, you don't mean the actual physical disability, you mean the financial end of it, you're having problems.
Yes, I received a letter saying that they got to reevaluate me.
Right. Let me tell you what I feel is going on, Sue, is this isn't personal. This is a universal, I feel this is a universal situation going on, and I do feel that your disability is going to continue. I think there might be a short period of time, and I am getting that there's going to be some type of denial, and it might happen twice because I get a two around that, but you need to continue to follow through. Don't give up, and I do feel that the outcome is positive, that you will continue to receive this. I feel that it is needed, and this is a universal change that is affecting all of us. With the, you know, with medical situations, Social Security, all of it, it's just a very difficult, challenging time. But my guides are assuring me that you are going to be okay, Sue. And, you know, don't worry if you get denied. You can continue to appeal. Do so if necessary. I'm not really seeing you get cut off. So I don't really feel there's going to be a lapse, and if there is, it's going to be very short, like 1 month. So you've got a good outcome. I mean, you the outcome is going to be good. So try not to worry and do everything you can. Follow through on everything. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Take care of business, and you should be fine, Sue.
Well, is there a shift going on in the planet? Because, I mean, it seems like my whole life is upside down for the last 3 weeks. I mean, I've been emotional, and I was laying in bed last night. I'm thinking, is there a shift going on? I mean, there was a plane accident. I mean, there's a lot of things going on that just not only affected me, a lot of other people that I don't even know. But I'm like, you know, is it just me, or is the whole planet upside down?
Well, I feel personally that we're going through some very, very powerful influences right now. And if you want to call it universal or collective, it's a collective change or shift that is the goal is to bring us to, excuse me, to a higher level of consciousness and to bring us back in touch with the real things. But, you know, it's kind of like the storm. We have to go through the storm before we get to calm. And so right now, things are kind of stormy everywhere, and it affects some people more than others. And you are a little sensitive. I feel like you are a little gifted. So when we are gifted, we tend to be more sensitive to these changes, and that's what's going on with you. So, you know, you are going to be okay, and a lot of it, you know, there's some things in life we can change. We can make different choices. We can empower ourselves. We can, you know, and there's some things that we just have to accept, and so that's the hard part, is to know the difference. So you feel like a really good candidate for me to come to our site, to come to Stars Psychics, and get more of an in-depth reading to help you weed out, because I feel like that's where you're a little bit stuck. You may not be making the choices that you could be making. That's what I'm getting, is you're lost between what you can do and what you have to accept, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Now, I'm not home right now on my computer. You're saying to the Stars outlet, like how do I, like
www.stars, it's STARZ, psychics, PSYCHIC.
com. Okay, and do I ask for you or a certain person?
I'm sorry, say that again.
When I come to the site, do I ask for you or another individual?
What you could do is you can come to the site, and I would encourage you to look at the pictures and read the profiles. You're more than welcome to come to me. My name is Stars Maya. But you can also look at the profiles, and if someone, you know, you just feel pulled to that person or something about their profile resonates with you, then I would suggest that you go with that person. And if you did you have a chance to listen to the show?
Yes, I was listening on the way out. I had to go take care of some business, and like here, and I was listening to you, and then my phone dropped, and then I hurried up and called back again, so I missed, like, maybe, like, 3 minutes, you know, trying to get back in, and I got answered right away, so I just believe it was meant to be for me speak to you. You know what I mean? To be answered back like that right away. So I think that is a gift all in its own. So I guess
right,
divine. My higher power is sending me to you for some reason, so that's why I
right.
asked, how do I get to your site?
Yeah, we would love to have you, and we can be any of the experts, whichever one. Like I said, you're more than welcome to come and see me. Just remind me of, you know, hi, I'm Sue. You know, we talked on the show, and or anyone that you feel drawn to. That's how I advise people, is, you know, read the profile and pick someone that you're drawn to, and as we suggested, try to go in with at least 20 minutes, because it really is so much more beneficial for you. You'll get so much more out of it. And right now, if you go in right now, StarsCast can let you know when we finish up. She can let you know about what she's got going on. So I appreciate your question, Sue. God bless you, and you have a wonderful evening. And don't hang up, because StarsCast will let you know. She'll reiterate what I said, and let you know if there's any specials or introductory offers.
Yeah, and also I wanted to continue to listen to the show, too.
Oh, yeah. Stay with us. Good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sue, stay with us and keep listening, because I will go over everything before we close out. Thank you so much. And it sounds like you had a really nice reading. Hold on now. Don't go away. Listen to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Stars Maya, looks like our next one is Mary Lou. Let me get her.
Hi.
Hi, Mary Lou. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, you're next, and here's Stars Maya. You're live on the air. You can go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Maya. Can I just ask for a general message from Spirit, or do I need to be specific?
Well, we have a limited amount of time, so you can, if you have something specific, that would be probably better.
Okay,
but,
then I'll ask about my love life.
Okay, Mary Lou. Is there someone, because I feel like there's someone around you, I don't mean necessarily physically, but I feel like there's someone emotionally that you're still connected to.
Yes.
Okay. The message I'm getting is that this is not a traditional, at the present time, this is not a traditional boyfriend-girlfriend or girlfriend-girlfriend, whatever the case may be. I'm not feeling that things are on track.
Right.
And you're together. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So is your question related to the future, if they're going to return or what's going to happen or?
Anything coming up in my future, anything.
Okay. And what's the first name of this person, by the way?
Of my friend? Do I need to say?
Of this person that I picked up on.
That's Brad.
Okay. Okay, well, what my guides are showing me is that there might be some further contact, but I'm not getting that there's going to be a really good chance for a successful life partner relationship with this person. And you already know most of the reasons why, so there's no point in me telling you that. And
right.
What they're suggesting is that if you can move ahead and move forward in your life, they said that there is a soulmate coming into your life who will be material to be a life partner. You know, not every soulmate. A soulmate is a connection. It's an opportunity. It doesn't guarantee that person is going to be in the right place or the timing is going to be right or their choices or their desires or goals or wants are going to be the same in order to make that into a life partner. So they're telling you someone new is going to come in your life, but that you have to do a little bit of work first. So I'm getting about 6 months as a time frame before someone of significance and importance. You may meet someone before that and you know, just have some fun. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes we kind of get stuck in that zone where, you know, is it worth it? Well, it's always worth it to have fun.
Okay.
We can meet someone and date and just enjoy. It's also a great confidence builder, and it's helpful. So I feel like you may date someone in between, but I'm getting about 6 months. And my guides are letting me know that you need to really work on moving forward and you need to put more focus and concentration into relationship. They're also telling me to give you homework to start journaling and start writing down not what you want in a person, what you want in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Because you've been... And that's why you haven't had as much success as you could. You become attached, and then you become too focused on the person, and you lose sight of the relationship. So you connect with a person, and you want that person to be this way, and you want the relationship to be this way. And so instead, they're asking you to focus differently. And that does not mean, by the way, by any stretch, that you are going to settle for someone, oh, well, I'm not attracted and I don't love him, but the relationship's great. So don't get the wrong idea when we say that. Obviously, to have a life partner and a soulmate, attraction, chemistry, being good friends, all of that goes along with it. But that's what they're asking. They're saying if you can refocus on the relationship, the type of relationship that you want, that you will draw to you. You will become more balanced, and you will draw to you this person, possibly even sooner than the 6 months that I saw. Anything's possible. So do your homework and focus on relationships and what you want, and that will draw the person with the same list as you, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, it's been a pleasure, Mary Lou. God bless you. Thank you for your call, and don't forget to visit us for an in-depth session.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Hello?
I think she must have.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, no, you didn't lose me. I was talking to somebody else. You know, the host has always got to be talking to everybody. But thank you for coming, Mary Lou, and come to the site. You know, there's, you know, Stars Maya will be there. There's a host of others that will be there, lots of them all the time. And we'd love to have you as a client. And you can stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Stars Maya, yes, I was talking away, and I've got another caller here. I have Marie. Let's connect you with Marie.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Go ahead. You can go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi. Well, I was just really wanting a read on my energy and to know if there's any way I could be more helpful to myself and to the people around me.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch everything you said, Marie. Could you repeat for me, please?
Sure, yes, I'm sorry. I was just wanting to know how I could be more helpful to myself and to the people around me, and kind of like a general reading on my energy and that question.
Okay. Okay, so you want to know how you could be more helpful to yourself and the people around you. The first thing that my guides say is boundaries and limitations is the best way that you're going to help yourself, and that in turn is going to help other people. What you're focusing on is if I give more, if I love more, if I compromise more, and that's actually the reverse direction of what you need. So you really need to have a little bit stronger boundaries, and I feel like there's a little bit of an identity crisis with going on, and you're not really sure what direction your life needs to take, which is why you kind of put the question, how to be more helpful, which I feel like it kind of is leading to where do I need to go, and, you know, how do I get there? And that's a pretty in-depth question. So, again, the first thing I got is you need to have a little bit better boundaries and need to help yourself by having better boundaries and limitations. And there's a fine line between helping people and then being taken advantage of and enabling. And I feel like you're kind of sometimes right at that line. You have a really good heart, and I know that you want to love and help people. And the best way we can help is by being strong ourselves and taking a step back. Does that make sense?
Yes, I like that answer very much. Yeah,
okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, yeah. And really, Marie, again, you're a client that I feel could benefit greatly from a much deeper session where, you know, myself or another one of the wonderful experts could go a little bit further into this with you and give you some really good tools on how to move forward with these ideas. So don't forget to come and visit us at Star Psychics. I appreciate your question. God bless you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marie. Okay, Stars Maya. Got one more caller here, and it's going to be Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
You can go ahead and ask Stars Maya your question.
Yes. Hi, Sarah. I've been struggling with my finances now for some time, and I'm wondering if you see me getting things turning around in a better direction and getting some of the help that I've been applying for and in other areas also, whatever you see around the issues.
Okay, yeah, I do see that you're struggling, Mary, and I'm sorry. I feel the word I got is catastrophe. It mm-hmm. seems like, it's been one catastrophe after the other. Right. What my guide's telling me is that you're probably going to have to make a sacrifice, mm-hmm. and I feel like there might be a loss. So do you own a home, or have you lost a home, or are you in the process of anything?
I have a home, and I've got behind one payment, so I've been struggling to make up, catch up, haven't been able to do so or get any cooperation from the entity to change that around or assist me in any way. And I've been looking for other ways to bring income in, been applying for help and so forth.
Okay. I am shown that you are going to get some help and that finances are going to improve, but you're going to have to kind of sit down and look at the future and the long-term situation to find out if keeping this house is going to be a reasonable goal for you, because I love to give good news more than anything, but I'm kind of feeling that for you, you are going to get some help, and I would seek out all avenues, go through your mortgage company, and
I've been doing
whatever.
That. No help.
You know,
problem.
I know how that is. And that kind of goes with the caller about some of the universal. You know, we have a lot of, universal influences that unfortunately all of us or a lot of us are feeling the effects of, and we're kind of in this helpless type of situation. So what my guides are suggesting is that over the next month or so, you do what you can, but then you weigh all the benefits, because kind of what I'm being shown is you're going to get some help. And you will be able to, get another job, or there's other ways. I do feel other avenues of income coming in. But what my guides are kind of showing me is that it may not be, in the end, they're saying that you need to really make sure it's worth it, because they do feel that there's alternatives, and that might be a better course for you.
Right. It does. I've been scouting around to see what the rentals are getting in the area I would feel most comfortable going to, and most of them are not too good. So I'm looking at both sides of the picture.
Good.
I'm still scouting.
Good.
But so far, I haven't really come up with anything concrete where to go. Where do I go? That is the hard part.
I know, and that's a hard place to be. I don't feel that there's a rush on this, like something terrible is going to happen in the next 30 to 60 days. But I do feel that it may come down to that what you have to do to keep this house, the upkeep and everything that's going to be involved is going to be so draining that it may not be worth it. And my guides are telling me, they're assuring me that you are going to find something. If that's your intention and you decide that's the best path for you, they're telling me and assuring me very strongly that you will find something to accommodate you that you're very pleased with, that is not going to be a financial burden. I'm not saying you're going to, get a house for $50 a month. I'm not suggesting that. but they're just telling me that there is a home out there, something that would be a lot less strain and anxiety, and it will be priced easily for you to afford without having to go to such great lengths and take such a toll on you emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So relief is in sight. You've got tough choices, and I feel for you, and I'm sorry that you're going through a rough time. God bless you, and I wish you the highest and best outcome possible.
Well, thank you very much for your insight. I do appreciate that, and I will keep an open mind on both sides of the situation.
Sounds good, Mary. Sounds real good. Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
You do the same.
Thank you, Mary, for coming. You can always listen to the show. You can come back. I usually take callers that have not had readings before. I take them first, but we'd love to have you just tune in, and you can hear a lot of good things always, okay?
Oh, yes, very informative. Thanks very much.
Good. Bye-bye. I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, Stars Maya, I guess that's it. We have a lot of people. I want to, again, thank you, of course. Stars Phoenix is in the room. Stars Priestess Candy is in the room. Stars Judy Noah and all the guests. Mary Lou, who you did a little reading for, she's in the room. A nice group in there, as always, and a nice bunch of callers tonight. We had fun doing our live topic discussion, which I thought went very well, don't you?
I think it went exceedingly well. I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to us having the opportunity to do that again.
We will do it again. Probably, I mean, I don't know what the topic will be next week, but I'm enjoying talking live because it worked out good. It worked out really good. So you have a great evening. As usual, I'm off to fix my dinner. I always say that at the end of the show because I always wait. And thank you, everybody that's listening and everyone in the room and all my stars there. You make me feel really good when I see all the support that I get, truly. I tell everybody about you. Your ears should all be burning because you're all wonderful. And remember, you're all stars. Everybody is a star, right? So everybody have a good evening, and bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.